好，我们今天讲的是呢《箴言书》的第二章的第十节，我们今天讲到第十五节。
So today we will be looking at Proverbs chapter 2 verses 10 to 15.
上一次呢，我们讲到了智慧的重要。
Last time we talked about the importance of wisdom.
并且我们应该用什么样的态度去学习。
And the attitude that we should have in order to learn wisdom.
用怎样的态度学习，我们才能够得到。
What kind of attitude we need to have in order to obtain wisdom?
我们还记不记得应该有什么样的态度？
Do we remember what sort of attitude it is?
Carol, 你要认识到自己的愚昧。
要认识到自己的愚昧。
To recognize one's own foolishness.
就是说我们需要谦卑。
Which means that we need to be humble.
还需要什么呢？
What else is there?
我们一共是三个。我们需要用心。对不对？我们需要用心去寻求，你不能这耳朵听进去，那耳朵出去了就糟糕了。
We need to be focused and put in. We need to be focused.
第三个呢
？The third one.
最重要的。
The most important.
要敬畏知识。什么叫敬畏知识呢？就是你要认识到它的价值。
Third is to recognize the value of wisdom.
如果你不认识到它有价值的话，你不会很看重它。
If you don't recognize that it is something of value, you might treat it lightly.
那我们讲到了结果的时候呢，当我们这样的谦卑的、用心的，然后又认识它的价值去寻求的时候呢，就会有个结果。
So when we seek wisdom with this type of attitude,
我们就会得到一个结果。
We will get a certain result.
就是第九节。
Which comes in verse 9.
Then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good path.
你也必明白仁义、公平、正直一切的善道。
当你用如此正确的态度去寻求智慧的时候
，When you seek wisdom with this type of attitude,
你就一定会得到。
You will for sure obtain.
你就会能够明白什么是仁义、公平、正直。
And understand what are righteousness and justice and equity and every good path.
和一切的善道
And every good path.
什么意思呢？你就能够分辨什么是对的，什么是错的。
You will be able to discern between what is right and what is wrong.
所以这个非常重要的。
That's why it's very important.
所以这位上帝呢，是愿意给我们智慧的。
So God is willing to give us this wisdom.
但是重要的是，我们愿不愿意去寻求。
But the question is, are we willing to seek it out?
好了，那么我们就讲到了第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节呢
？For wisdom will come into your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul.
智慧必入你心，你的灵要以知识为美。
好了，这里讲到说，当我们这样，我们得到智慧的时候呢，这个智慧就进入到我们的心里。
So when we obtain wisdom, it means that it comes into our hearts.
不是我们明白就结束了。
It doesn't end at us just simply understanding it, but rather it goes into your heart.
好了，我们明白和进到我们心里有什么不同呢？
What's the difference between understanding it and having it, you know, come into your heart?
我们知道我们不一定能够做出来。
Just because we know something, it doesn't necessarily mean that we can follow what we knew.
如果进到我们心里边的话呢，我们就会把它行出来。
If, however, we have it in our hearts, then we can live it out. We can act it out.
不管我们做什么事情，都是从我们心里边发出来的。
No matter what we do, it comes from our hearts.
如果我们心里边没有的话，你就做不出来。
If we don't have it in our hearts, then we can't act as if we have it.
所以呢，我们不但要用心去寻求，寻求到了之后，还得进到我们心里边去。
So not only do we need to seek out wisdom, but we need to have it.Dwell in our hearts.
好了，那你说我知道如何能够进到我心里边去呢？就是后边这一节，你要你的灵要以知识为美。
So how is it that you get wisdom to come into your heart? Second part of the verse.
你的灵要以智慧为美。
Knowledge will be pleasant to your soul.
你必须心里边哎，真的喜欢这个智慧。
You must be pleased with this wisdom.
你才能把它放在心里边。
In order to put it into your heart,
你不喜欢，你绝对不会把它放在心里边。
If you don't care for it, you'll definitely not keep it in your heart.
举个简单的例子哈，我们在这里吃饭。
Let's say we're all here eating.
这里边有很多好吃的东西。
There's a lot of food to eat.
我就问，我们那天吃的饭，你吃的什么呢？
So if I ask someone, what did you eat?
你刚说，哦，我吃的什么？
糖醋小排。
糖醋小排。
And she says that she ate that thing.
啊、uh-huh. ，你为什么记住糖醋小排了呢？那有100多个菜的，你为什么记住糖醋小排了呢？因为你喜欢。
So why is it that you remember that specific dish while there were maybe 100 of them? It's because you liked it.
当你喜欢的时候呢，就放在那个心里边了。啊，糖醋小排。
When it's something you like, you'll keep it in your heart. You'll remember it.
还有那么多的，你为什么没记住呢？
Oh, why don't you remember all the other dishes that were there?
没记住，没有在心里边。
You don't care for them.
我们也一样。如果我们真的喜欢那个智慧的话，
if we,
我们会把它放在心里边。
If we truly love wisdom, we will put it into our hearts.
所以这里边讲到一件事情是什么呢？就是你必须要认为这个智慧呢是非常的令我非常高兴的。
So wisdom has to be pleasing to you.
你才能够把它放在心里边。
And if it's pleasing to you, then will you put it in your heart?
好了，前边我们曾经讲过一件事情。
We talked about something earlier on.
那些恶人把什么放在心里边？
What do evil people keep in their hearts?
把什么放在心里边了？把邪恶。
They keep evil in their hearts.
为什么呢？因为他喜欢邪恶。
Why is it that they keep evil in their hearts? Because they like it.
所以他心里边是邪恶的时候，他做出来的事情就是邪恶。
So if he keeps evil in his heart, then everything that he does will be evil.
同样的道理，如果我们喜爱这个智慧，把智慧放在心里边了，我们所做的事情都是有智慧的。
In the same way, if we love wisdom and we keep wisdom in our hearts, then everything that we do will have wisdom.
也就是说，智慧可以使我们远离一切虚假的东西。
So wisdom can keep us away from all superficiality.
可以使我们脱离一切那些没有价值的东西。
It can keep us from that which is not valuable.
凯瑞认为就是糖醋小排最有价值。
If you pick that specific dish that day, maybe you think it's more valuable than the other ones. It's of more value to you than the other ones are.
对吧？所以可以让我们做价值的，但是这里边我们留一个问题在里边。
But this still invites a question.
就是它有没有价值，谁说了算
？Who decides whether or not this thing has value?
对不对？凯瑞说：“哦，糖醋小排，最有价值对我来说。
”One person might think, "Oh, this is the most valuable dish to me."
Teresa 说
：“Someone else might say,
朝鲜拉面最有价值。
”No, the朝鲜辣 the noodles of,、uh-huh. are more of value.
每个人不一样，汤姆你是什么？红烧肉，是不是？每个人不一样。
For someone else, it might be some other dish. It varies according to each person.
这是个问题，对吧
？That's a problem.
我们留在后边。
We'll talk about that later.
好，我们来看，接下去往下看，第十一节和第十二节。
Verses 11 and 12.
谋略必护卫。护卫你聪明必 保守你要救你脱离恶道脱离说乖话的人
Discretion will watch over you Understanding will guard you Delivering you from the way of evil From men of perverted speech
所以呢这里说谋略必护卫你
Verse 11 Discretion will watch over you
聪明必保护你
Understanding will guard you
好了这里边讲到了两件事说护卫
So the term to watch over
第二件事讲的是什么呢保守
And guard are of importance here
这两个词呢护卫和保守呢是一个意思
They have the same meaning
上回我们有没有讲过这个 guard 是什么意思
Last time we looked at the concept of guard What does it mean
就是一直看着你
It's always watching you
所以这里边这个护卫的意思 Watch over you
So,
也是
Here, watch over has the same
就,
idea
他一直这样看着你
It's always God's eyes on you
他看着你做什么呢
What's it doing watching you
看你有没有危险
To see if there's any danger in your way
好了所以说这里边说这个智慧
Wisdom
也是谋略也是聪明
Discretion and understanding are synonyms for wisdom here
可以保护你
They will protect you
他是一直保护你，可以保护你的。
They're constantly protecting you.
当讲到保护你的时候呢，一定是保护你有很多的危险。
When we talk about protection, it means that there's danger, so that it protects you from these dangers.
使你不至于被害。
So that you will not be harmed.
这很重要的。
That's very important.
然后下面嘛，马上就讲到了说什么呢？要救你脱离恶道。
And it says later, it will deliver you from the way of evil.
脱离说乖谬话的人
from men of perverted speech.
所以这里边的意思告诉我们什么呢？就是说这些说乖谬话的人，还有这个恶行恶道的人呢，很危险。
Which means that people of perverted speech and people on the way of evil are very dangerous.
只有智慧能够告诉你这很危险，能把你救出来。
And only wisdom can tell you that this is dangerous and pull you out of it.
好，这里边我们要明白一件事，什么叫恶道？
So we need to understand what is the way of evil.
什么叫恶道呢？什么叫恶道？英文讲得非常的清楚，就是那些恶人行事为人的原则。
The principles by which evil people live.
他们那种为人处事的原则呢，就叫恶道。
The way in which they interact with others is evil.
Yeah. 那么善人呢？善的人，义人。他和别人这样的交往当中所要走的这个原则呢，叫善道。
On the other hand, the way in which righteous people interact with other people, the principles according which they interact with other people are the righteous path.
什么叫说乖谬话的人呢？什么叫乖谬话呢？
What is perverted speech?
Perverted.
Perverted 就是扭曲。
扭曲。这里讲的是什么呢？是一种肮脏的。
It's a filthy kind of speech.
对对，而且是什么呢？不道德的。
And it's immoral.
是不道德的。所以这些人喜欢讲那些就是可以使人败坏的话。
It's a speech that can corrupt people.
这种人呢，讲的话呢，是可以使人败坏。
This sort of speech can corrupt people.
所以这里边告诉我们，这些人呢，与那些与别人交往的过程当中，是用邪恶的方式与别人交往的这样人呢，说你要离他们远一点。
So this tells us that we need to stay away from people who interact with other people in an evil way.
因为他们很危险。
Because they're very dangerous.
那什么样你可以远离这样的危险呢？
Now what can help you to avoid this sort of danger?
就是你要拥有这个智慧。
Is when you...Have wisdom.
你能够明白什么是对的，什么是错的。
You can understand what is right and what is wrong.
所以我们说这个智慧呢，不是说你打游戏是否可以打得很好。
Wisdom is not your ability to get a high score in a game.
甚至也不是你在学校当中学习成绩好不好。
Nor is it your grades.
而是你与这个世界其他所有的这一切的被造物之间如何发生关系。
But it's the way in which you interact with the people and the things in this world around you.
你与他们相处的时候那种态度和方式。
The attitude and the manner in which you deal with them, in which you interact with them.
比如说我们中国呢有一句话。
Another Chinese proverb.
这句话说什么呢？水能载舟，亦能覆舟。就是水能够把船漂起来，也能够把船翻过去。
The proverb says that water is capable both of letting a boat float and of drowning it, and of causing it to drown.
看你怎么用它。
Depends on how this water is used.
你用的不好，它就可以把船给掀翻的。如果你没有正确的和它 deal,
if you don't know how to deal with the water, then you might sink.
非常重要。所以我们如何用什么样的方式来与我们周围的这些事物打交道是非常，这就叫智慧。
So the way in which we deal with our surroundings, with people around us, is where wisdom comes into play.
拥有这样的智慧呢
？To use wisdom, to have wisdom,
可以使我们的生活呢更加的完美顺利。
To have wisdom can allow our lives to go more.Smoothly and better,
使我们的生活呢可能更加有质量。
To give us a better quality of life,
quality of life. 但是如果我们没有这种智慧呢，我们呢可能就乱七八糟了。
If we don't have wisdom, however, our lives might be a mess.
因为我们和周围的这一切东西打交道的时候呢，我们没有智慧。
Because we don't interact with everything around us in a wise way.
但是我要告诉大家一件事情。
But we need to be careful of one thing.
智慧呢，不仅仅是让我们有一个美好的生活。
Wisdom doesn't just improve our lives.
更重要的是什么呢？
What's more important?
他告诉我们什么是善的，什么是恶的。
Is that it tells us what is righteousness and what is evil?
为什么知道善恶这么重要呢？
Why is that difference so important?
因为善也好，恶也好。
Because whether righteous or evil,
决定了我们最后的结局。
Because whether you are righteous or evil,
就是我们说
it will determine what happens to us.
Yeah, 就是说我们或者是上天堂。或者是下地狱的问题。
The question of whether we go to heaven or hell after we die.
我们有智慧，可以让我们在这个，我们在这个世界当中活着的时候呢，比较顺利。
If we have wisdom, we can live, you know, maybe more smoothly on this earth.
同时也可以让我们怎么样呢？在这个世界上的活的过程当中，我们可以远离那些邪恶的东西。
It can allow us to stay away from the evil things of this world while we're living on it.
以至于我们不至于下到地狱当中。
But so that we will not perish in hell.
所以这就是说，智慧为什么可以护卫我们，为什么可以保护守我们。
That's how wisdom guards and protects us.
而他这里边说保护我们、保守我们，并没有说，哎呀，那个人是个坏人，哎呀，我们怎么对付他。
And watching over us, guarding us, it doesn't mean, oh, there's an evil person right there. How are we gonna deal with them?
而是告诉我们，我们要如何的面对邪恶的东西。
But it tells us how to face evil things.
因为这是上帝赐给我们智慧的一个最终极的目的。
That's the ultimate reason why God's given us wisdom.
如果我们今天大部分人的生活是这样子的，我们大部分人的生活是这样的。
Most people live kind of like this.
就是前面我们问的那个问题。
It's the question that we saw earlier.
我所做的事情就是我以为是善的，所以我就去做。
Everything that I do because I think it's righteous.
或者说，哎，我爸爸妈妈教我应该这样做，所以我就这样做。
Or my parents have taught me to do this, so I do this.
或者说，我的老师教导我应该这样做，所以我就这样做。
Or my teachers told me that I should do this, so I do this.
或者说，我的朋友们都这么做，我的同学都这么做。
Or my friends, my classmates, they all do this, so I do this.
我们就觉得这样做是对的。
So we think that it's right to do this.
我们通常我们人呢是这样活着的。
Normally, that's how we decide.
但是我告诉你这样说呢不一定对的。
But that's not really right.
这里边对也好，错也好，是我自己判断的。
Because if you see things that way, then whether something's right or wrong, it's determined by yourself.
我父母或者我的老师
or your parents or your teachers,
或者是我的朋友们
or your friends.
所以呢，不一定对的哈。
So it's not necessarily right.
依然有可能会灭亡的。
You still might end up in hell if you follow that sort of judgment.
因为这个世界上只有一位。他可以说这是善的，他就是善的；这是恶的，这就是恶的。
Because in this whole world, there's only one who decides if something is righteous or evil.
就是上帝。
That is God.
为什么上帝他可以说这是善的，就是善的；这是恶的，就是恶的呢？
Now, why is it that God can decide this thing is righteous and this thing is evil?
你和我为什么不能呢？
Why can't you and I decide?
为什么？没有很多的智慧，为什么上帝可以说什么是对的就是对的，什么是错就是错，而我不能呢？
因为这些都是他安排的。
这些都是他安排的。好了，我告诉你们一件事情。
Let me tell you some.
两件事情。
Two things.
第一件事情是什么呢
？First.
我们所能够看到的人都是表面的。
The people that we can see, we can only see their outward behavior.
德鲁，你能不能看到我这心是黑的还是红的？
Can you see whether someone's heart is black or red?
我们人看人都像人。
We see people the same.
都像好人。
Everyone seems more or less like a good person.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为我们看不见人心。
We can't see what's inside a person's heart.
所以我们只能够从表面来判断好或者不好。
So we can only judge by their behavior, superficial behavior, whether we think they're good or bad.
但是上帝不一样。
God is different.
上帝不但能够看透我们的心。
He not only sees through our hearts.
我们心里边想的什么，装的什么，他都知道。
He knows everything we think about and everything we fake.
所以我们看人可能会看错的。
It's possible for us to misjudge people.
把一个好人当成坏人，或者把一个坏人当成好人。
To think a righteous person is evil, or an evil person is actually is righteous.
但是上帝绝对不会。
But God will never make that mistake.
上帝绝对不会的。
No.
因为他知道所有的事情。
Because he knows all things.
他无所不知。
He is omniscient.
他无所不知，这是第一件事情。
That's the first thing.
第二件事情是什么呢？这个世界是上帝造的。
The second thing is that this whole world was created by God.
那么彼此他所造的一切的东西，彼此之间的关系，这个原则，相互之间的原则是谁定的？是他定的。
He is the one who established all the principles by which everything functions.
他所设定这个关系呢，是最好的。
These principles that he established are the best.
我给你举个简单的例子哈。
Here's an example.
比如说我们人呢，有些人就觉得这房间这么冷，有些人觉得这屋太热了。
Some people might feel really cold in this room, and some people might feel that it's too hot.
那对于我来说呢，我冷啊，很冷，这很冷。
Let's say I think it's cold in here.
我希望什么呢？如果太阳离我们再近一点就好了。
Oh, how I wish the sun would come closer to us.
我们这个世界的温度再升五度，我就舒服了。
And the average temperature of our Earth could rise by 5 degrees, then I would live more comfortably.
但是你知道，这个太阳再靠近这个地球一点，地球的温度再升五度，你知道会发生什么事情吗？
But do you know what would happen if the temperature rose by 5 degrees because the Earth was closer to the sun?
云哲笑，为什么笑呢？我现在冷，高了五度以后我就觉得很舒适，但是升了这五度之后，这个地球就不能存在了。对呀。
If the temperature rises by 5%, then the Earth will no longer be able to exist, to hold its own.
你知道前两天的时候呢，他们有一群科学家。
A couple days, a pack of scientists.
他们做了研究。
Conducted a study.
他研究出来的是什么呢？他研究出来的是。当然了，我觉得他是说的有一点过分。
I think it's maybe a bit exaggerated.
他讲到的是什么？这个地球的温度可以升高的温度，就是这个地球可以升高的最大的温度是1.5度。
That the greatest increase in temperature that the Earth can stand would be one degree.
1.5 degree. 因为达到1.5度的时候，这个世界将会被水淹没。
Because if the temperature increases by 1.5%, after that, the whole world will be inundated by water.
现在呢，这个世界这个温度呢，比几千年前呢升高了一度。
Today, compared to a couple thousand years ago, the Earth's average temperature has increased by one degree.
所以这个世界上只有0.5度，剩下0.5度可以升高了。
We only have room for half a degree now.
然后这些科学家又开始研究了，如果按照现在这个温度升高的速度。
And these scientists say that if we look at the rate at which the temperature is increasing today,
这个地球可以容纳这个0.5度，将在2030年达到。
By 2030, we will probably reach that 1.5 degree.
也就是说，到2030年，这个世界就没了。
Which means that the Earth will be destroyed essentially by 2030.
我想跟你说的是什么呢？
What I want to say is,
上帝造了很多的东西。
God has created a lot of things.
也包括我们自己。
Including ourselves.
而我们人与周围所有的人也好，动物也好，事物也好，我们之间这个关系的相处的原则呢，是一定的，上帝定好的。
And God has established very specific principles by which we interact with the people or the things or the environment around us.
你必须按照这个原则来生活才可以。
And you have to live according to these principles.
按照这个原则，彼此之间相处，这就要有智慧。
To be able to live according to these principles, that's wisdom.
上帝造人的时候，有没有让人与人之间让亚当打夏娃每天练拳击？
Is a principle... 再说一遍。
上帝造人的时候有没有让亚当和夏娃开始这俩人打架？
When God created Adam and Eve, did he establish the principle that they would serve as punching bags for one another?
没有。
No.
但是现在我们今天人就是这样的。
People do that today, though.
所以上帝所设立的创造当中所设立的法则是就是他智慧本身。
Are all the laws that God has created in nature are revealed to us his wisdom?
我们必须按照这个原则来生活。
We must live according to these laws.
无论我们和人产生关系还是和我们周围其他事物产生关系。
Whether it be with other people or other things or our environment.
必须按照神所设立的法则。
We need to interact with these things according to the principles that God has established.
这就是什么？智慧。
That is wisdom.
那为什么说可以保护我们脱离恶道呢？
Now, so why does it say here that it can protect us from the way of evil?
因为我们知道，哎，这个是对的。
Because we can say this is right.
这智慧的方式是对的。
The wise way is right. The way of wisdom.
我们为什么不会去讲那些怪谬的话呢？
Why won't we go and spread perverted speech?
因为上帝造我们人，彼此之间是应该互相好的关系，互相帮助的关系。
Because God has created us to have good relationships one with another.
而不是互相污染
and not to corrupt one another.
所以这里告诉我们，我们必须要了解上帝在这个世界当中所充满的智慧是怎样的，原则是怎么样子的，我们才能够远离那些罪恶的事情。
So in order to stay away from the way of evil, we need to understand these principles by which God has created everything in his wisdom.
因为一切行恶的人和说怪谬话的人，这样人都要灭亡。
Because all who are on the way of evil or who are of perverted speech will one day perish.
神要审判他们。
God will judge them.
神要咒诅他们。
He will punish them.
神要咒诅他们。
He will curse them.
神要惩罚他们。
He will punish them.
所以我们看到了，这才是上帝赐给人智慧的最终的目的。
So that is the ultimate reason for which God has given us wisdom.
不会灭亡。
To not perish.
因为你按照神所设立的法则去生活。
Because you are living according to all the laws that God has established.
这就是智慧。
That is wisdom.
好，我们看第十三节和第十四节。
Verses 13 and 14.
那等人舍弃正直的路，行走黑暗的道，欢喜作恶，喜爱恶人的怪癖。
好了。这里就讲到了什么呢？讲到那等人，那等人指的就是前边刚才所说的什么样的人呢？就是那些行恶道的人。
So verses 13 and 14 talk about people who take the way of evil.
就是刚才讲怪谬话的这些人。
Those of perverted speech.
这些人怎么样？说他们舍弃正直的路。
Says here that they forsake the paths of uprightness.
行走黑暗的道。
And walk in the ways of darkness.
这里让我们看到的说舍弃。
Those who forsake.
舍弃的意思是什么？
What does it mean to forsake?
不是别人不让他去走，是他自己不想走。
It's not that somebody prevents them from walking the path of uprightness, but that they themselves don't want to take it.
是他们主动选择的一个生活的原则。
They deliberately chose not to walk the path of uprightness.
这个原则呢是不正直的。
It's a deviation from the principle by which we should live.
是黑暗的。
It's the way of darkness.
什么叫黑暗的道？
What is the way of darkness?
什么叫黑暗的道呢？就是越走越黑，越走越黑，最后自己都不知道走哪里去了。
The way of darkness is when you, the more you walk it, the darker it gets, and in the end, you don't even know where you are.
所以呢，这里告诉我们，黑暗的道就是前面所讲的恶道。
The ways of darkness here corresponds with the way of evil that we saw earlier.
所以这些人脱离了什么呢？脱离了正直的道，脱离那些正道。
So these people have veered away from the paths of righteousness.
他们喜欢做恶。
They like doing evil things.
他们一做恶就高兴。
It makes them happy.
圣经当中曾经讲过一种人。
The Bible talks about a certain type of person.
这种恶人呢，很有趣的。
This evil person is very interesting.
如果他有一天不作恶的话吧，他心里不舒服。
If one day he doesn't do something evil, he's very, very uncomfortable.
他如果今天不作恶吧，他就吃不下饭。
If If he doesn't do something evil today, he has no appetite.
所以这里面告诉我们，就是让人他欢喜作恶，越作恶越高兴。
This is the kind of person that we're talking about here. They rejoice in doing evil.
就好像喜欢吃糖醋小排一样，越吃越高兴，越吃越高兴。
It's like if you like a particular dish, eating it makes you happy.
当然吃糖醋小排没问题的，越吃越高兴。
It's not wrong to be happy because you like eating food.
但是如果说我们去作恶很高兴的话，这就不对了。
But if you rejoice in doing evil, that's a problem.
然后呢，还可以什么喜爱人的怪癖
？And delight in the perverseness of evil.
就是前面那个讲怪谬的话是一个道理的。
Perverseness, as in the perverted speech that we looked at earlier.
所以呢，智慧可以救我们脱离什么？这样的人
So wisdom can let us stay away from these evil people.
所以呢，我们要清楚一件事情。
So
讲乖僻话的人，或者是说行恶道的人
，We need to understand clearly that those who are of perverted speech and those who take the way of evil，
他们的生活的原则就是这样。
They do that because those are the principles by which they live.
他不但如此的去做。
Not only do they do these evil things,
还会跟你说没关系。
They'll also tell you it's okay to do them.
比如说你撒谎
，like lying.
他会跟你说谁不撒谎呢？没问题。
They'll tell you, yeah, everybody lies. There's nothing wrong with it.
你说去欺负别人，没问题。
If you want to bully or harm someone,
是不是
？Oh, it's nothing wrong with it.
骂人没问题。讲两句脏话没问题。
To insult someone. Yeah, it's okay.
吸点大麻没问题。
Let's go do some pot.
同性恋也没问题。
Homosexuality is okay.
这样的人就是做这样事的人就叫乖谬的人，这样说的就叫乖谬的话。
That is perverted speech, and people who believe in that are on the way of evil.
讲这样话的人，做这样事的人，你要远离他。
People who say things like that and people who do things like that, you need to stay away from.
因为什么呢？因为他们是危险的。
Because they are dangerous.
他们正在往黑暗里头走。
They're taking the way of darkness.
他们正在往死亡、灭亡里边走。
They're walking into destruction.
智慧会告诉你，不要再走了，前面是灭亡。
Wisdom will warn you, don't walk ahead, you know, you'll perish.
智慧会告诉你，这是错的，这是罪。
Wisdom will tell you this is wrong, this is sinful.
所以智慧呢，会保护我们离开这一切的事情。
So wisdom will protect us by letting us stay away from all these things.
前面我们讲到了什么？那个人以什么作乐呢？以智慧作为他的喜乐，对不对？
Before we looked at someone who rejoices in wisdom.
就是他爸爸告诉他儿子，你要以智慧为快乐。
When the father tells the son,
delight.
Yes, to delight in wisdom.
不要以作恶心里高兴。
Don't delight in evil.
然后呢，我们再看第十五节。
Verse 16.
在他们的道中弯曲，在他们的路上偏僻。
好了，然后这里说，在他们的路上，就是那些人作恶的路上，在他们的道中弯曲，他们道是弯曲的。
Men whose paths are crooked，
是弯曲的，不是直的。
They're crooked, so they're not straight。
然后呢，在他们的路上呢是偏僻的。
Those who are devious in their ways，
他们走错路了。
They've taken the wrong path。
所以那个路呢，不是正直的路。而是弯弯曲曲的偏了。
It's not a straight path, but it's like crooked, and it's not even on the straight path.
如果你上飞机上
，If you go to the airport,
现在是8:25。
If it's 8:25,
你的飞机是9:00的。
And your plane is, your flight is at 9.
你希望怎么去呢？你是不是先把这车开到奥什瓦
？How are you going to get to the airport? Are you going to first drive all the way to Oshawa?
我这开到 Ottawa，
and then drive to Ottawa，
然后到 Kingston，
and then go to Kingston，
然后到 Montreal，
and then to Montreal，
然后再往回开，
and then drive back。
你会不会？
Are you going to do that？
你不会的。
No。
你会直接上401，马上就到飞机场。
You'll take the 401 and head straight to the airport。
所以，你道不能走错的。
You can't take the wrong path.
当你走一条错路的时候，它就会弯弯曲曲的。
When you take the wrong path, you'll take a very crooked way.
所以你们是年轻人。
Y'all are young.
你们有很长的路要走。
You have a long path ahead of you.
有一次呢，我们一些朋友大家坐在一起，都是我这个年纪的。
Once I had some friends of my age, we were just together.
大家就讲一个问题，一个话题。
We were talking about.
说如果我们重新再活一遍，怎么活？
What we would do if we were able to relive our lives.
说如果我重新活的话，我一定好好爱主、爱神，学习智慧。
Somebody said, "Oh, if I had a chance to relive my life, oh, I would spend more time with God. I would learn wisdom, and I would love wisdom."
嗯哼，大家都想着我如果重新活怎么样，我就怎么怎么活，都很美好的。
So everyone gave like a really spiritual answer and said, "Oh, I would do this if I could relive my life."
然后他们就问我说，哎，钟海，你要重新活怎么活？
And they asked me, how would you live your life if you had a chance to relive it?
你知道我怎么回答的吗？
Do you know what I replied?
我说，你千万别要我再重活。
I said, please don't make me relive my life.
我好不容易要死了。
I can finally die soon.
你再让我重活，我不干呢。
If you want me to do it all over again, I won't be able to.
我好不容易要死了，你让我再重活，多费劲呢。
I'm finally here and I can die soon. Please don't make me relive all of this.
我好不容易要把人生路走完了，你让我从头再走。
I'm almost at the end of my life's journey and you're asking me if I want to walk it all over again.
你明白什么意思吗？
Do you understand?
所以我想说的是，你们真的很年轻。
You are all very young.
你们真的有很长的路要走。
You really have a long path ahead of you.
我非常羡慕你们，你们又年轻又有精力。
Young and energetic.
但是你们年轻的让我很害怕。
But that frightens me.
因为你的路太长了。
Because you have such a long way.
在这么长的路上面，你的一个小小的错误，或者小小的一个没有智慧的决定，就会使你的人生变得弯曲。
It's such a long path ahead of you, and one mistake or one misjudgment can cause the rest of the path to become crooked.
甚至于你连回头的机会都没有。
Maybe you won't even have a chance to turn back on this path.
我走过这些弯曲的路。
I've taken some crooked paths.
我做过很多令我非常今天感觉到非常的痛苦的一些事情。
I've done a lot of things that pain me today to think about.
但是我只能付代价，我不能够像你这么年轻了。
But I can only suffer the consequence. I'm not young like you all are.
我不能够重新再回去，我再重过了。
I can't go back and redo what I did.
我们可以坐下来探讨这个话题。
We can sit down and talk about this topic.
但是时间不能回去。
But I can't actually go back in time and do it.
所以你们年轻，你们有很长的路要走，所以你们需要智慧怎么样呢？你不要少走这些弯路。
So, because you're young, you need to learn wisdom so that it can spare you from taking all these unnecessary and crooked paths.
所以作为今天的结束呢，我要给大家讲一件事情。
In conclusion,
我们都生活在这个世界当中。
We all live in the same world.
这个世界上不是就我自己。
You don't live just by yourself.
也不是你自己。
I don't live by myself.
我们都生活在一个人群当中。
We all live in a community.
我们可以小的说，我们在这样的一个人群当中。
Even smaller than that, we have a group of people here.
或者说我在家里边，我有爸爸妈妈，我有姐姐、哥哥、弟弟、妹妹。
Or in your home, you're living with your family.
大的话说呢，我们不但活在这个人类当中。
More generally, not only do we live amongst other human beings,
我们这世界当中还有猫，
but we also have cats,
还有狗，
and dogs,
还有蚊子，
and insects,
还有苍蝇，
mosquitoes,
还有大树，
and trees,
还有小树，
and small trees,
还有草，
and grass,
有很多的东西。
There's a lot of stuff.
这些人呢，在我们生活当中的话呢，无论我们愿意不愿意，我们没得选择，我们都生活在一起。
These people, these things are in our lives. We all live together whether we want to or not.
因为上帝造这个世界，他觉得这是好。
Because God created the world and he said it was good.
他就这样做了。
And so he did accordingly.
而且这个好呢，都是对我们好的。
And when he says good, it means that it's good to us.
对你好也对我好。
To you and to me.
你说谁说的？那个蚊子对我就不好。
You might think, oh, well, mosquitoes.
但是我告诉你
ill will.
但是我告诉你，人在犯罪之前，蚊子不是这样的。
Before man fell because of sin, mosquitoes do not treat us the same way.
不是蚊子长得这么大。
It's not that mosquitoes were this big.
而是这个蚊子要听人的命令。
But it's that mosquitoes had to listen to humans' commands.
那时候那苍蝇不敢落在亚当身上。
A mosquito
在他身上拉了一泼屎。
A mosquito would not dare to land on Adam and poop on him.
为什么？
Why?
因为上帝所设计这个世界之间的关系是什么？是一个完美的关系。
Because the principles that God created the world to have were perfect.
但是这个关系被人犯罪打破了。
But these relationships were broken because of man's sin.
我们不要说蚊子总来叮我。
Never mind the mosquitoes who always bite us.
我们不要说那个老虎，哎，你为什么要吃我？
Never mind the tigers who might want to eat us.
不是老虎先吃人，是人先吃老虎的。
It's not that the tiger wanted to eat us, but we wanted to eat him first.
嗯，是啊，是因为我们打破了这个关系。
It's because we're the ones who.Destroyed this order.
是因为我们打破了这个原则。
We broke these principles, these laws.
嗯，这个问题就在于说，我们按照我们自己所喜欢的，按照我们自己的标准，按照我们自己所设立的原则，与我们周围这些打交道。
Problem arrives when we interact with everything and everyone around us according to the principles that we see right.
看到了。
Do you see that?
所以我们就都变成了没有智慧的。
That's why we're unwise.
所以我们今天就有这么多的 troubles.
That's why we have so many problems today.
所以呢，我想说的是什么呢？
What I want to say is,
我们的爸爸妈妈教我们怎么样，我们就怎么样。
When our parents tell us to do things, we do them.
我们在学校里学到的，我们就按着去做。
The things that we learn in school, we live according to what we learn.
我的同学怎么做，大家怎么做，我就这么做了。
I follow what my classmates do and what they tell me to do.
还有一些人怎么样呢？我想怎么做就怎么做，我不管别人的。
And other people say, I'll just do as I see fit. I don't care what other people think.
但是我告诉你，这不一定是对的。
But that might not be the right thing.
而且我告诉你，很可能就是不对的。
Very likely, in fact, it will be the wrong thing.
而且我告诉你，根本就是不对的。
It's not right at all.
你必须要找到这个标准。
You have to find the right standard.
你说我找到这个标准了，但是我可能做不出来。
Maybe you have found what the standard is, but you can't follow it.
但是这是另一个话题。
That's a different question.
因为上帝不单要赐给我们智慧，
because God not only gives us wisdom,
他也要帮助我们能够按照智慧去行，你信吗？
He also helps us to live this wisdom out, live in wisdom.
所以呢，认识上帝，敬畏上帝，刚才云哲说这非常非常重要的。
So it's very important to know God.
因为这不单单是使我们在这个世界当中生活这段时间，使我们的学业，不单是使我们成为一个很乖乖的孩子。
Not only does it make us a very 乖乖 a very well-behaved child.
在我们的父母面前。
In front of our parents.
不单单使我们可以成为一个很优秀的学生，在老师在学生面在学校里。
Not only does it make us, you know, a good student in school.
不单单可以使我们可以建立一个美好的家庭。
Not only does it make us have good familial relationships.
不单单使我们可以与我们之间的朋友、同事之间关系相处得很好。
Not only does it give us good relationships with our friends and our colleagues.
智慧的好处远远超过这个。
The benefit of wisdom surpasses all of these by a long shot.
如果和这个智慧可以救我们灭亡相比。
Compared to the fact that wisdom can save us from hell.
我们在这个世界上得到智慧的好处不过是一点点。
All the benefits that we can have because of wisdom while we're living on this earth are but very small.
而我们不会灭亡而得到永生的话，那才是一个最大的好处。
But if we're able to escape destruction and rather have eternal life.
所以智慧有价值。
That is far more valuable. That's why wisdom is so valuable.
智慧的价值超过这个世界。
Its valuesurpasses that of this world.
你知道为什么吗？
Why is that?
因为有一天当这个上帝来到这个世界审判一切罪恶的时候，
Because on the judgment day, day of judgment, when God will condemn all evil,
所有你能看见的和你看不见的
everything that you can see and everything that you cannot see,
都会在上帝的怒火当中化为灰烬
will be devoured by God's wrath.
但是按照这智慧的法则生活的人，他却存到永远
But the one who lives according to God's righteous laws will stand forever.
所以看看智慧。
So,
所以我们今天把这智慧不单单的说我们今天可以得到一个好的生活。
So we saw today that wisdom not only can give us a better lifestyle,
更可以使我们得到永生。
But more importantly, it can let us have eternal life.
所以非常非常的重要，年轻人。
That's why it's very important. You all
你们年轻好不好
？Is it good to be young?
好。
Yes.
你们有很多的时间。
You have a lot of time.
你们有很好的精力。
You have a lot of energy.
但是不要把这些东西、这些精力和时间用来打游戏呀。
But don't waste your time and your energy on gaming, on TV.
Hanging around.
On just.
就是
hanging around doing nothing.
就是没事走来走去逛商店呢。
On like just.Going shopping.
把这些心思都放在穿什么衣服、背什么包。
Don't put all your efforts on what kind of bag you have, what brand your shirt is.
剪什么头型。
Your haircut.
用什么牌的护肤品。
What kind of skin cream you use?
上次我们讲了，我们就是把我们自己保养的像十八岁一样，最后我们还要死的。
Last time we saw that even if we look like we're 18 because we take such good care of our bodies, we'll still die one day.
所以你要看到什么是有价值。
So you need to see what truly is valuable.
然后把你的时间、你的精力和你的爱情都放在上面。
And put your time, your effort, your energy into that.
有一天你就会有收获。
One day you will reap the.Rewards.
你知道收获是什么吗
？And what is the what are these rewards?
我告诉你，你就可以和上帝在一起。
You can be with the Lord.
你可能不信。
Maybe you don't believe that.
但是有一天，你记住我这句话。
But remember this.
当有一天你意识到这件事情的时候呢
？When one day you realize that this is true.
你很可能是也和神在一起的。
Very possibly, it's you're already with God.
还有一种可能呢
？The other.
就是在永远的灭亡的里面
that you are in eternal destruction.
你说，哎，当时宋海叔叔跟我说过了。
You might think, oh, Uncle Patrick talked to me about this.
我现在改一下，改一下我的选择，我不选那个，我选这个。
Let me just go back and pick a different answer.
那时候就晚了。
That it's already too late.
所以呢，说年轻人、年长的
，so young people and older people，
对我们都是提醒。
This is a reminder, a warning to all of us as parents.
我们看到我们的儿女在走弯曲路的时候
，When we see our children taking a crooked path,
我们要提醒他。
We need to tell them.
哎呀，我孩子不听话。
You might say, "Oh, but my child won't listen to me."
但是你还是要提醒他。
You still need to warn them.
还记得我们前面所讲的那个，我儿啊，我儿啊，我儿啊。
Throughout Proverbs, Solomon saying, "My son, my son, my son."
你要有百般的耐心。
You need to have that sort of patience.
因为这是上帝给我们的责任。
It's a responsibility that God has
given us. 今天太多的弯曲的路了。
Today there are so many crooked paths.
而且小孩非常的喜欢去走的。
And children like to take them.
你比如还说，哎，吸大麻有什么了不起？人家加拿大政府都同意了，你凭啥不同意？
If your kid says like, oh, there's nothing wrong with smoking pot. The government's already approved it. Why do you think it's wrong?
上星期晚上我回家的时候
last week I was going home one day
在那个路上边
on the street
高速公路晚上十一点钟
on the highway at 11 o'clock p.m.
一个人开着很漂亮的很大的 pickup
there was somebody with a really nice pickup truck
我就发现那车一会儿坐到左边一会儿过到右边
and,
然后一会儿呢日就马上要到路底下了
And then as it was driving, it was like swerving to the left and then to the right. And at some point, it was headed like across the lanes.
一会儿呢，日很快。
Sometimes suddenly it would go very fast.
一会儿你会发现要停下来了。
And then it would slow down.
就在上面好像就是乱来了。
Crazy driver.
他什么样的 crazy?
What made him crazy?
他可能喝醉了。
Maybe he's drunk.
被酒精控制了。
Maybe he's controlled by alcohol.
我想更可能的可能被大麻给控制了。
I think more likely is that he's been controlled by pot.
他吸得太嗨了。
Because he did pot.
所以我就非常的小心，搁他的边上，看他往那边走的时候，我就赶紧过去了。
So as I saw that he was swerving to one side, I just quickly passed him by the other.
所以别信那些鬼话。
Don't listen to perverted speech.
别信那些怪谬的话。
Don't believe in perverted speech.
你们要有智慧。
You must have wisdom.
否则以后要后悔。
You will have regrets otherwise.
你们要有一个普通人的智慧。
You need to have, you know, a wisdom that is kind of like a common wisdom.
16岁，我比你大36岁。今天我给你讲的话，就相当于拿着36年、37年去赌，你要怎么走？但是我告诉你，我走过来了，所以你跟我赌是没有意义的，因为我讲的是我所知道的，是我所经历的。你等到你52岁的时候，你那时候在醒悟，哦，当初严叔叔跟我讲过了，你37年就废掉了。人一生也就有两个37年，所以孩子们要有智慧，要有智慧。但是这智慧不是我的智慧，你要去看，这才是真正的智慧，我不骗你的。
You need to have wisdom, but it's not my wisdom. It's wisdom that we find in the Bible.
中国人有一个人很聪明的。
There's a smart Chinese guy.
他发明了一个理论。
Who invented the thing?
叫什么？叫围城理论。
Called 围城理论。
什么叫围城理论呢？说有个城。
Let's say there's a city.
然后呢，那个城门呢，不断有人在走出来。
And there's a gate to the city, and there are people constantly coming out of the city through the gate.
有人呢，不断的在往城里走。
And there are also people constantly entering the city by this gate.
隔着城里边走出来的人呢，总会说和那像那些往进城的人说，别进，别进，千万别进。
The people coming out through this gate will tell the people going in, don't bother going into the city.
但是。那些人会不会因为说别进别进他就不进了呢
？But will the people who are entering the city listen just because these people have told them not to go into the city？
他还要坚持去进。
No, they'll still go in。
进去了之后呢，他出来的时候呢，和那些要进去人讲同样话，别进。
After they've gone in, when they come out, they'll say the same thing to the people who will be entering at that moment. Don't go in。
我们人就是这样子的。
We as people are just like that。
我知道我讲这些东西呢，你们觉得说，也许吧。
You might think, oh yeah, okay, maybe that makes sense.
但是我告诉你，因为这不是我的智慧。
Because this is not wisdom that comes from me.
我的智慧可能会变的。
My wisdom, it changes.
对不同的人，对不同的事可能会变的。
According to different people, different situations.
前面我们讲了，这是上帝所设定的关系。
Earlier we saw these are the principles that God has established.
永远都不会变的。
They never change.
这个智慧永远都不会变的。
His wisdom never changes.
你永远都不会后悔的。
You will never regret.
所以你最好的意思是什么？当上帝说不要进，你就不要进。
So when God says don't go into the city, just don't go.
很简单。
It's simple.
你进去了，那就是个 crook， 就是个弯路。
If you go in, then you've taken a crooked way.
有很多人走上这条弯路的时候呢。
A lot of people, as they're taking the crooked path,
他走上去一看，不对，马上回来了。
They see that it's the wrong path, and they immediately turn around.
有些人呢，往前走了一段路，发现哎呀，走不对了。
A lot of people walk a certain distance, but then they realize, oh, it's the wrong path.
他就得往回走。
And then they'll turn around.
当他往回走的时候，走到原来的位置的时候呢
when they get to the original place where they started.
他会发现他的朋友已经远远的在前面。
They'll find that their friends are far ahead of them.
还有一些人怎么样呢？走上这条路就永远都回不来了。
And other people take this crooked path and are never able to come back on it.
明白什么意思吗？他这条直路和弯路到达的是两个不同的终点。
The crooked path and the straight path take you to different destinations.
直路所到达的终点叫永生。
The destination of the straight path is eternal life.
弯路的终点叫灭亡。
The crooked one leads to eternal damnation.
所以我们要想清楚。
So we need to consider this carefully.
年轻人，你想一想，你现在在哪里？我每天都要想我自己是在哪里。
I need to ask myself every day.
如果我走上这个，我如果走向这弯路了，我要赶紧回来。
If I've taken a step in the crooked path, I must immediately go back to the right one.
如果我走在这条正路上边
，If I'm on the straight path,
我要求上帝给我更多的智慧，让我不至于再走歪。
I need to ask God for wisdom so that I don't walk crookedly later on.
我非常感谢主，我走了52年。
Thank God because I've walked for 52 years.
可能头27年走错了。
Maybe the first 27 weren't so great.
但是神给我后25年，我走对了。
But he gave me the 25 next years, he led me on the straight path.
所以放开我说，我知道我离终点很近了，所以我不想再活了。
That's why I said earlier, I know that I'm almost approaching the destination. I don't want to start over again.
所以你们要小心啊。
So you need to be careful.
你要看你现在在哪儿。
And see where you are on these paths.
赶紧回到正路上来。
And just immediately turn to the straight path.
这就是智慧。
That is wisdom.
因为上帝说你寻找吗？哎，他要给你就给你寻找到了。
Because God says, if you ask,
他不会隐藏，
then he will give it to you. He won't hide it from you.
所以赶紧去寻找。
So seek wisdom. Yeah.
实际上呢，我们现在就在寻找。
That's what we're doing now.
你坐在这里就在寻找。
By sitting here, you are seeking wisdom.
你已经寻见了。
You found where.
但是你有没有放在心里呢？
But have you placed it into your heart?
希望你们能够留在心里。
I hope that you will.
好，我们就讲到这儿。
That's all for today.